Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
It's a dimly lit room, deep within the bowels, the Armstrong and Getty Communications Compound. And today we're under the tutelage of, I guess, we all shout everything now. Here's our general manager.
I've never meant this more sincerely. Our general manager is... We're leaderless, a rudderless ship.
Oh, jeez.
The State of the Union is doomed.
Oh, jeez.
Come on.
I think we shout everything now. That's the way we talk. It's a culture.
You're not shouting fast enough. What's the matter with you? Why are you talking so slow? You gotta talk fast.
It's a culture change. We all shout. How you doing?
I'm good.
Hey, you want a cup of coffee?
What are you doing this weekend? How you doing, Michael? Good to see you, bud.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for asking. See ya.
Big finish. Here we go. It's Friday. It's Party Friday. Yeah, da-da-da-da.
Here's my favorite headline I've seen so far. Was the State of the Union a triumph or failure? Media is split.
Oh, that's good.
Let me guess. The half of the country who likes him thought it was awesome. The half the country that doesn't like him thought it was weird and shouty. The end.
Yeah, that's funny. I've got a collection of those. Former presidential speechwriters grade the State of the Union address. And shockingly, Jack, the Republicans said it was a steaming pile of dung, while the Democrats said that was one of the best speeches I've ever seen, energetic and visionary.
Well, it's got to go away. I wish it would go away. It's bad. The whole president is the government thing. We've talked about this 1,000 times, but the whole the president is the government thing is just awful. And somehow we've gotten in this mindset where people act like the government is that guy, whoever the guy is that's president of the United States. So far, all guys. And that's just weird. It's just
right.
Weird.
He gets to do whatever he wants, and some people get to shout about it being unconstitutional or unwise or whatever, but it doesn't matter because he is the king.
Well, aside from what they can and can't do, just the feeling that every good thing that happens is because of that person, and everything bad thing that happens is because of that person, and it's not even close to true. So it's just odd, and I wish we could get ourselves out of it.
At the same time, the president has way, way too much discretion to enforce or not enforce laws as he sees fit. It's just, it's a mess. I was talking to a guy yesterday, kind of previewing it, and he was not being hyperbolic. He's a serious guy, a very bright guy, and he said, you know, political systems don't last forever. None have. And, you know, I agreed.
Right. Well, the emphasis on the president, Republican or Democrat, as being the government, the person that solves everything or is to blame for everything, is never going to work. And that's where we are. But I stand by my analysis I was leading up to all week long. It was pass-fail. He passed easily, I think, for people who would ever vote for him on whether or not he's, you know, still got enough mental ability to be president. So that's the end of that. I don't think it'll have any effect on anything else other than that. It was pass-fail. He gets to move on to the next round where he's still got plenty of opportunities to fail.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's a daily exam.
Yeah.
Because the perception is there. I mean,
this was like a final, so it was a big part of the grade. But there are daily quizzes that really would affect his grade if he ever, you know, falls over or whatever. But.
And as I check the calendar, we quite literally have like two semesters left before the election.
So, right. Yeah, no kidding. So what is the best guess on how an old man who shuffles around and whispers all the time every once in a while is all jacked up and yelling? What's the best guess on that?
It's stimulants. We actually have an email from a psychiatric nurse. I mentioned in our little group text last night whilst watching the poop show that he reminded me very much of people I would hang around like in the 80s and early 90s when I was playing rock and roll with bands who are like doing coke or meth or whatever, and they just jabber at a high rate and too loud, and it's just he was like a guy, a jabbering coke head.
But you don't think he's doing coke or meth, but something that they give old people?
Something from like I've been saying, the Ritalin family. There are various remedies, and I've got that email. We'll hit it during mailbag. But there are various remedies for ADHD and a couple other conditions that they give to folks with dementia because it helps to focus them. They can tune in for a little while. And I just think, and I'm not trying to be funny here, they maybe either gave Biden a little too much, or him being aware of his rep and the need to overcome it, he overdid it. From his end while on the Ritalin.
He did it in classic guy style. If one works, two must be better.
Agreed.
So, and that stuff that they give dementia people to get them all jacked up, are you supposed to only do that like a couple of times a year for the family reunion and somebody's wedding? Is there a reason why you can't do it on a daily basis?
I'd imagine it's no good for you, but I don't know.
I don't know that either. I mean, it seems like, doesn't it seem like they only do it like twice a year, a debate and a speech?
Yeah, I think the answer to your question is I don't know why, but there's clearly a reason. Otherwise, you know, every old person who's suffering from that heartbreaking, tragic, and terrifying condition would be doing it all
right.
the time.
Yeah. Well, I'm asking purely, like, not politically, medically, or just think it's interesting that you see what you see every single day, and then, like, twice a year, he's all jacked up, alert, and shouting, and wild-eyed, and looking around, like, head on a swivel, but only, like, twice a year, and I just... There must be a limit to your heart can't take it more now or something. I don't know.
Well, I'm reminded I need to shave with Occam's razor. I mean, what's the most obvious explanation for why a guy is shouting and gibbering like he's on a stimulant? It's because he is.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't.
And everyone knows it.
Thank you, Marjorie Taylor Greene, who played.
Oh, she's always ready to pipe in, isn't she?
Played a role last night in the festivities, so.
America's clown princess. She was right about everything she was yelling, but I don't know. It's time to end it. I mean, you've been saying it for years. You are one of the world leaders in this topic. End the damn so too, please.
Yeah, and as a number of people pointed out, left, right, and center, I mean, it's purely a campaign speech now. So it's just a campaign event, and why do all the networks carry that campaign event and not the opponent's campaign event?
Right. Right.
So whatever. And then the audience has figured that out. Audiences are dwindling. I wonder how big the audience was last night. I wonder if it shrunk again like it has been for years, or if there's a chance people were so curious. Hey, I wonder if he can talk. But I doubt many people stuck out the whole hour.
There were Congress people who just said, this is stupid, and wandered out. We need more of that. Don't go at all. Spend an evening with your family.
Go to a trivia night at a local bar.
Right. Take a walk. Well, probably not in D.C. You get robbed and mugged and stabbed.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, do anything, just not that.
Then there was also as we just continue to chip away at any decorum, at every level of society, and this worries me a lot. Part of the problem with it is everybody thinks when their side's doing it, it's fine and cool and deserved, and when the other side does it, it's horrible. But we're just chipping away little by little, every level of society. We all know this, the way kids talk, the way adults talk, the way schools are handled, the way we people talk in restaurants, the way people dress on it. I mean, just everything.
Yeah.
And the shouting at the president and rolling eyes behind. I mean, every president says plenty of things you could roll your eyes at if you're the Speaker of the House from the other party. But we didn't used to do it. Now we do. And that doesn't surprise me because that's where we are. We're in the eye rolling. Oh, geez, stage.
Well, and with the now constant or near not constant, but regular heckling, it's turned into the State of the Union has turned into a shouting match. And if you can promise me that will continue, I might keep watching.
Yeah. So the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, who I just now have memorized his name. That is right.
If that is his real name.
I'm not sure that's right even.
That but, is. Yeah.
He did a lot of rolling his eyes and going, shaking his head.
Love it. Love
he
it.
He was right.
Yeah.
I mean, because, God.
I know, the idea of decorum, gentlemanliness, just mutual respect, even in the face of disagreement, it's gone.
At every level. In both directions.
Including down to, you gave a couple of great examples, you got folks yelling, screaming at referees at kids' sporting events.
Perfect example.
That these people are out there making no money or they're volunteers and you think your kid's game is so freaking important you ought to be screaming at a fellow adult. It's here we are. You swim in the waters you find yourself in. And these are churning, disturbed, angry waters.
Jack. You're right. You're right. They're churning. I don't know if I like the new yelling everything society.
Well, it's either this or yelling.
Well, and he was first a senator. That was pre-amplified sound. We didn't have microphone stuff. You had to shout so that Senator Calhoun from Kentucky could hear you in the back. Hey! Did you get the Indians out of your state yet?
Wow.
Come on.
That was one of Biden's early speeches. hey, we got clips of the week and mailbag and all sorts of stuff to get to. We'll play you some highlights and lowlights, of course.
We got to start the show officially. The FCC will crack down on us. I'm Jack Armstrong. Right. He's Joe Getty. On this Friday, March 8th, the year 2024, life will not be a bore in 24. We're Armstrong and Getty, and we approve of this program.
Let's begin then officially. According to FCC rules and regs, the show starts at Mark.
Good evening. If I were smart, I'd go home now.
But seriously, folks, 2-drink minimum. How does
he forgot to let the Speaker of the House introduce him because he's senile.
How does mailbag look?
It's good. Cool. It's really good.
Yeah. Cool. And if you'd like to weigh in on anything we've already talked about, text line 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
I spent more time taking in analysis from my favorite pundits than I did actually watching the State of the Union address. That's my favorite thing to do, to see what smart people say about debates and speeches and stuff. Anyway, got a lot of that we can share with you coming up later.
Yeah, there are certain themes that run through a lot of it.
Got to talk about the Katie Britt response, thunder. The Katie Britt response needs a review.
It does?
Well, why? I think so. Does it frighten me?
It was, well, okay. We'll get to that when we get to that. We need to do mailbag, freedom-loving quote of the day, etc. But first, let's take a fond look back at the week that was. It's Cow Clips of the Week.
Get ready, pal. Donald Trump this and that.
That's a good story.
This is Cow Clips of the Week.
Them, zeers, themselves. Chris.
What are pronouns?
Those are pronouns. Neo-pronouns.
Pronouns for gray until they tell us who they are. That's why you're like, who, what?
Oh. We're California criminals. We're not poor. We're just stealing because we can.
We're California criminals. Jail. Never heard of her.
We're not imposing a Texas border policy. Texas very simply is enforcing the laws that are the policy of the United States Congress.
Yet another milestone for LeBron James in his Hall of Fame career.
Another chart topper for Caitlin Clark.
I announce that I'm retiring. I announce I'm retiring from the NFL.
Gladys, do you still play the harp?
You got to give her a second. She's got the arthritis.
She says she's got carpal tunnel.
She's going to sue us.
She has sued us.
Again?
But the time has now come to suspend my campaign.
That wasn't working too well.
It looks like we're going to the general, ladies and gentlemen.
The second game is going to be daunting. It'll be almost like a Super Bowl over the next fourth quarter or eight innings.
I believe in my approach, but it's not what America wants right now.
The first openly bisexual member of Congress, someone who struggled with homelessness.
Their official explanation was not they didn't like Donald Trump. They said he participated in an erection.
There must be an immediate ceasefire. Yeah! For at least the next 6 weeks.
I'm winning. Five in a row. But Israel has a added burden. My God, what freedom else would you take away?
This version of Biden is the best Biden ever.
More on all of those things coming up.
I'm just sitting here in wonder at all of it. We've passed a certain point, perhaps the point of no return. I don't know. Here's your freedom-loving quote of the day.
Hope you're wrong.
I don't know. It's a good thing it's Friday. I'm not sure I have another day in me. Once again from Abigail Adams, this sent along by Joe in Weymouth, Massachusetts, which is where he lives and where Abigail Adams is from as well. So he's proud of his one of the founding mothers. Quote, history is not a web woven with innocent hands. Among all the causes which degrade and demoralize men, power is the most constant and most active. Distrustful of power back in the day. Some wise words from the old gal. Mailbag. Whoa! Drop us a note, mailbag at armstrongandgetty.com. First, a little criticism. I think this is from Mary, I believe. So, and I'm going to read this verbatim. So, in the midst of listening to Biden's speech and kept help but wonder how you two hypocrites, not so secret Trump followers, are spinning in your feeble minds, are trying like hell to try and make Joe not be able to lose to your guy Trump, dickhead clowns, and we shouldn't bypass Jan 6, right? Right, dummies? Okay, thank you for that. Well, let's see. Mo writes, against my better judgment, I watched the ventriloquist dummy perform. As a retired forensic psychiatric nurse with specialization in addictions, I watched the clinical display of symptoms of someone under the influence of psychoactive substances. It's especially apparent when you have a clinical baseline of cognitive dysfunction. His speech was pressured and rapid. He displayed mood swings, anger, etc. Morning jerk in the MSN will be ecstatic and say he's at his finest. And anyway,
I'm surprised there's not more out there conversation about, hey, he shuffles around, he whispers, and then like twice a year he's super animated and wide-eyed and shouting. I mean, come on.
We have some more just really good email about this, so too, and other things, but we're out of time. Maybe we'll sprinkle it in our analysis to come.
We have 3.5 hours. We'll get into everything. Everything. If you miss a segment, get the podcast, Armstrong and Getty, on demand. How about building that port in Gaza? What's that all about? I want to talk about that.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Leah Smart, host of Everyday Better, an award-winning weekly podcast dedicated to personal development. Whether you're looking for ways to shift your mindset or seeking more fulfillment in your life, we've got you covered.
You can build internal resources. That's what the study of psychology is about, building internal resources.
Turning towards is one of the most important elements of successful relationships, no matter what kind of relationship it is.
The thing that underpins all of this productivity stuff is finding a way to make the journey itself enjoyable. The journey is the destination.
The beauty of uncertainty is infinite possibility. When you don't know what's next, you don't know what's next. And thus, anything can be next.
Join me as we dive into captivating stories and research-backed ideas that have empowered me and others to lead lives with more clarity and intention. Everyday Better, making growth an everyday practice. Listen to Everyday Better on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the 36th of these for me, State of the Unions or presidential addresses at the beginning, first one being 1989. Never heard one so political. Never heard one that is such a campaign speech.
That's John King of CNN. His analysis was, having done this for many, many years, that was the most I'm running for president rally of any State of the Union address. I'll tell you one thing I think Joe Biden is good at, even at his age, is reading where we are and being willing to, you know, throw off decorum or whatever and say, no, this is where we are. This is where the country is. We're in the everything is politics all the time mode. We're in the you gesture even if you can't get things done. That's where we are as a country. We're in the only my side hears what I'm going to say anyway, so it doesn't make any difference mode. He understands that stuff, I think.
I think it's a great illustration of the fact that you can be a very capable politician and a terrible leader. There are two different skill sets.
Oh, absolutely.
The fact that we draw from set A to get set B is, not always a successful system.
Yeah, I was reading Mark Halperin's analysis in his daily newsletter. It was an unambiguous net plus for Biden. I would agree with that. I think it was clearly a net plus for him. And it has silenced all those critics in his own party for quite some time, probably. The whole, we got to get rid of him, we got to get rid of him now, who's next, is probably not put away.
Wow, so they're going to stay in the house that's burning down even longer than be forced to make an even more hasty decision
right.
when inevitably he cracks up.
Which is my ultimate analysis is this. I think if you want a Republican to win, this good news that Biden was able to pull it together, Peggy Noonan in the Wall Street Journal, her opening line was the old boys, you know, still got some life left. The fact that he could pull it together last night means he's going to be on the ticket, means he's the Republicans can win. You pull him out and get somebody else in there, and then it gets scary to me. But as long as Biden's the nominee, I think the damn good chance Trump wins.
So how long do they hide him now? They pumped him up with Ritalin or whatever. He jabbered through his speech at high speed, shouting like a coke fiend.
Along with a unrepeatable amount of rest. You can't pull him out of the public eye as much as they did this week regularly. I mean, he did like 4 vacations in 10 days.
Yeah. I had heard he was cryogenically suspended for the last 3 days, actually frozen.
Come on.
So let's hit a couple of key clips that people are talking about just so you'll hear them. Not that they're of any great significance. We're not going to pretend they are. It's an increasingly useless spectacle, although it is sometimes amusing.
No, I think we covered the significance, the overall. Yeah. He can pull it together if he has to. He's going to be on the ticket unless he keels over and dies. There you go.
I would disagree just that I don't think their ability to hide him is going to be sufficient to cover his continued decline. As I always point out, remember, this is about the trend. The trend is downward, and it's only early March.
Well, here's a question, and I know we want to get to these clips. So I want to hear them, but here's the question, as we've been asking. Is the presidential campaign going to go into some sort of pause mode? You know, like your phone or your computer, like you don't use it for a while and it kind of goes into the screen, goes off for a while. But you got to go back and press the space bar to get back. Are we going to do that with the presidential election? Because there's no way the public can keep up their attention. So from that standpoint, maybe he gets to hide out for like 2-3. Yeah, we're so far out. Maybe he gets to not do anything for like 5 months and nobody will notice. That'd be fine with me if both sides did nothing until like August.
I do not disagree. Here is a notable moment in the speech, clip 50, Michael, where Marjorie Taylor Greene saw fit to engage the president in a debate.
I'm told my predecessor called members of Congress in the Senate to demand they block the bill. He feels political win. He viewed it as would be a political win for me and a political loser for him. It's not about him. It's not about me. I'd be a winner. Not really. Lincoln Riley, an innocent young woman who was killed by an illegal. That's right. But how many of the thousands of people being killed by illegals? To her parents, I say, my heart goes out to you, having lost children myself. I understand.
That was
wow. There
so
is
close.
A lot to unpack there.
He was so close to ad-libbing that correctly, but he didn't. He just didn't quite get the sentences right. Didn't quite get the names right. He had it in his head, but he couldn't pull it off.
And I'm sorry, I'm a little confused. That is from the speech that allegedly allayed the concerns of Americans that he was senile.
Oh, well, that gets to you. I love this analysis. Nice job on purpose or by accident. By all of the mainstream media and Saturday Night Live and all Democrats of setting the bar so low that, you know, not falling over or crying and is look at him. He's like a 40-year-old. I mean, the bar was so low and he easily stepped over even with his shuffling old man Velcro shoes. He was able to step over that bar.
That was 44 seconds long, that bit of audio we just played for you, friends. And there were 3 solid moments where an old man was just babbling incoherently.
Where you set the bar. If that had been Barack Obama or George W. Bush and the expectations you have for their verbal abilities, you'd be like, oh, my God, what's happened? Get a doctor.
People would
up there.
Be talking about brain tumors. Yeah, exactly right.
People be talking about brain tumors. You're right.
Wow.
But we're just so used to that. So he got the name wrong. Okay, fine. Did he Was that a
killed by an illegal? Killed by an illegal? How many thousands have killed by illegals? Wait a minute. Which side of this are you arguing? You're calling them illegals, which we get yelled at for. I don't even know where to begin with you, sir.
What was that, a sister soldier moment? Google it. No one explain it again. But was it a, I'm gonna call him an illegal to reach out to all those people that think I won't do that? Or is he just going off half-cocked and hadn't thought it through? And supposedly the left is angry about that. I don't think any of this matters.
No. Oh, no, no, no. I appreciate you at least considering the possibility that it was deliberate and strategic. I'm not sure I'd buy it.
Yeah, and this, so that sentence, was the point of that sentence? Come on, it's not like thousands are being killed by illegals. What are you talking about? But he made it sound like thousands are killed by illegals.
I know, that was magnificent. We'll play that one again for you, everybody. Let's see. Give me 52 and 53, Michael, back to back.
I taught the Second Amendment for 12 years. None of this violates the Second Amendment or vilifies responsible gun owners.
So that was not
52.
No, here, hold on.
But analysis on that. So that's that whole thing where he claims he taught constitutional law at Penn or wherever he was, and he never taught at all. So he got like $1 million over several years to be some sort of face of the program to put on the pamphlets to recruit people. But he always talks about it as if he was a teacher going in there, rolling up his sleeves, taking off his jacket, and, okay, turn to page 58. He was not that at all, but he continues to claim he was.
Wow. Wow. Okay, 52 and 53, Michael.
That's America. And we all come from somewhere. But we're all Americans. In November, my team began serious negotiation with a bipartisan group of senators. The result was a bipartisan bill with the toughest set of border security reforms we've ever seen. Oh, you don't think so? Oh, you don't like that bill, huh? That conservatives got together and said it was a good bill? I'll be darned. That's amazing.
That was actually a pretty good moment for Biden. Yeah. I just like the idea of it, because the whole thing becoming more like the British Parliament. Lots of yelling, lots of arguing, insults.
Like, I don't mind Marjorie Taylor Greene's topic that she brought up, but if every congressperson decides, I'm going to shout something so that I raise, like, she probably raised $500,000 minimum last night off of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If every congressperson decides to go into these speeches with, I'm going to shout out something at the president, get my name on the news, and then fundraise to everybody on my list. I mean, it all falls apart. We can't do that.
Yeah. I don't see any way to stop it. So I'm just going to enjoy the slide.
You're right. It might be back to, I was giving credit to Joe Biden for recognizing the time we're in. Maybe Marjorie Taylor Greene and others have recognized that's where we are. Grow up. It might not be good, but that's where we are. So come on.
Michael, give me 80.
He seemed like Walt Kowalski. You talked about this earlier. He seemed like Walt Kowalski in Gran Torino screaming at kids, get off my lawn.
Wow. Is that the name of the Clint Eastwood character in that movie?
David Urban on CNN. They're a really big fan of Clint. Apparently, I could not name that character. Fine movie.
No, but that guy was like quite violent and angry. But all right. Anyway.
All right. That's one take. What does Ted Cruz think? 83.
It was a campaign speech, but it was an exceptionally bad campaign speech. Joe Biden was angry. He was screaming the entire night. He was radical and extreme, and he was completely out of touch with the American people. Frankly, Joe Biden reminded me like an angry old man standing on his porch screaming to the kids, get off my lawn!
Recurring theme. And finally, Marco Rubio.
There's a bunch of Democrats breathing a sigh of relief that he's not Weekend at Bernie's, that he's not, that, you know, he's alive, and that he was able to get through a speech, and that apparently he's still able to scream. But beyond that, I mean, I'm sure they're very happy about it. They're relieved, I would say. But the rest of the country saw kind of a grumpy guy saying things that are nonsensical.
Yeah, I think his first analysis is absolutely dead on, though. It was just all about telling Democrats, oh, yeah, I still can get it all whipped up and do one of those things if I have to. And okay, good. I guess we'll not called Michelle Obama out of the bullpen just yet.
Right, right. Well, I was watching the prelims as everybody's waiting for the president, who was 15 minutes late, which I guess never happens.
Protesters. So, yeah, when I finally heard the reason, I thought, oh, okay, well, not need some pro-Hamas protesters stopped his car from getting through traffic.
Oh, I'd assume that they gave him, like, way, way too much Ritalin or whatever, and they had to calm down with some sort of tranquilizer and get the balance just right.
I was actually assuming that, too. Wow, something has gone wrong with his brain. They're trying to get him. They got the paddles on him right now.
So I was watching the prelims as people were shuffling around, chatting with each other, and then the president enters, and he's sitting there. He's walking and shaking hands, looking all waxy, and there's Chuck Schumer leering at him. Schumer can't smile. He just leers. And then some other nonagenarian shuffled into the scene, and that's when I tweeted, What's a step beyond a gerontocracy, a post-mortemocracy? That's what it looked like. What are we doing, my fellow Americans?
Well, and Katie, you had such a great line on our Twitter feed last night, or our text feed last night. I thought about the whole, what's that say about the age of the people when you keep seeing a cane in the shot? When people are cheering, they got a cane up in the air.
Whoever was in charge of the camera angle couldn't go, hey, can we move the guy waving the cane that's right in front of the president,
please? But it was such a good emblem for
what? It's a little on the nose, isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Look how good the speech were. They were lifting their canes in support. Our 90-year-old politicians.
Wow.
We got Katie Green's headlines coming up next.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Jesse Hempel, host of the Hello Monday podcast. In my 20s, I knew what career success looked like. In midlife, it's not that simple. I've been a journalist for 2 decades, writing cover stories for Business Week, Fortune, and Wired. And now, every Monday, I bring you conversations with people who are thinking deeply about work and where it fits into our lives. Like Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella on growth mindsets.
The learn-it-all does better than the know-it-all.
Or MacArthur Genius winner Angela Duckworth on talent versus grit.
Your long-term effort and your long-term commitment are surprisingly important.
Each episode delivers pragmatic advice for right now. Listen to Hello Monday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Peter Baker of the New York Times, I was reading his analysis of last night's speech, but it said the prepared text had 80 exclamation points in it, and Biden surely added more on his own as he went along. When do you ever give a speech that has 80 exclamation points? Unless you're texting all your friends, I'll be at the party at 4. Sounds great! Exclamation point.
I want to know, what's the record for words per minute in a State of the Union address, including nonsense words? Because he surely broke it as he, again, gibbered like a cokehead. Coming up, Alabama Senator Katie Britt's response, the GOP official response, was something. Also, TikTok is dead in America. It needs to be dead. It should be dead. Kill it, please.
That's one Next of the hour. Things Katie Britt talked about was TikTok, how awful it is.
Yeah. Let's figure out who's reporting what. It's Lead Story Now with Katie Green.
Thank you, guys. From the New York Post. Migrant charged with murdering Laken Riley had easy path into United States despite allegedly being a gang member.
Yeah, the politics of this are... confusing to me. Like, you constantly point out the argument that, hey, illegals commit crimes at a lower rate than U.S.-born. Why is that? Why is that relevant? What is that?
It's a red herring. It's meant to distract. Or people are just such soft heads, they don't see the logical fallacy in their argument.
I feel like I've watched people nod their heads, oh, yeah, you're right. I mean, so that's an argument for letting the occasional murderer come into your country illegally? I mean, I don't get that.
It's a stupid argument, and I will fight against it till my dying day.
From the New York Times, spate of mock news sites with Russian ties pop up in the United States. They're saying there's a handful of these websites that have names like DC Weekly, the New York News Daily, and Chicago Chronicle that are all based out of Russia.
Wow.
And they're pushing these Russia. They're meant to mimic United States news sites, but they're pushing Russian propaganda.
Boy, how many people are reading newspapers online that are run by the Chinese or Russians or who knows who?
Wow. Right. And it's probably worth observing. Yes, the Russia collusion hoax was a hoax. It was misinformation. That doesn't mean Russia isn't constantly trying to screw with us. Both are true, friends. Both.
Speaking of TikTok, from Fox Business, Congress getting, quote, thousands of phone calls from youth urging lawmakers to block TikTok bill, according to Rep. Chip Roy.
Yeah, we're going to get into that. It's really something. TikTok may have really overplayed its hand. Fatally so.
Okay, cool.
From NBC News. Tire falls off United plane after takeoff from SFO and damages cars in parking lot.
It squashed the heck out of several cars.
A tire from a big plane, those things are enormous, fell off the plane and landed on cars in the parking lot?
Mm-hmm.
Holy crap, was anybody killed?
No injuries reported, and apparently those tires weigh about 250 pounds.
I'm surprised it's not more than that.
And what sort of masses or energy does that deliver at terminal velocity?
It'd kill you, absolutely.
You haven't fallen off a plane, yeah.
Jeez, that's horrible.
Oh yeah, we've got a video. We'll post it at armstrongandgetty.com of how much damage was done to, was it like three or four cars, Katie, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Heck of a day at the office. It was the employee parking lot, too, by the way.
Whoops.
From the Wall Street Journal, next frontier for college sports, cornhole scholarships.
Oh, yeah. I still got 4 years of eligibility left, too.
Winthrop University in South Carolina awarded a scholarship to a pair of cornhole athletes from high school, and they're saying they hope this catches on. From USA Today.
Too much cornhole on college campuses, I've always thought that. Yeah, back to you, Katie.
Oh, all right. Finally, the Babylon Bee. Biden opens State of the Union by saying hello to Dianne Feinstein.
Oh,
I don't believe that's accurate.
That would have been funny, but he did the exact opposite. He proved he can still pull it together if he gets the right racehorse medicine in him or something like that.
Exactly. And he can pull it together to just jabber at us and yell at us for an hour.
Could be a major moment because he is going to be on the ticket unless something major happens now. If you missed the segment, get the podcast. We got a lot more on the way. Armstrong and Getty on demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.